Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
An inside source revealed the couple are very happy and definitely in love and not doing it for publicity.
An inside source says this is going to be a really good episode.
An inside source said, watch this space. An inside source said, they are in love. They couldn't stop meeting each other. An inside source said, I saw them meeting each other, so they're definitely not in a fake relationship.
You're listening to Bandwagons.
Sorry, just saying meeting will never ever not be funny to me. Like, it's so funny.
You never said it seriously though, did you? That was never like the word for you.
Oh yeah, no, fully was.
Was it?
If you'd met someone, or something. Or if you were meeting.
Yeah, we used to say that as well.
I think it was a mix in Cork.
When you meet my friend.
But it was definitely meeting. Like, of shifting was not a thing until I got to college. Dublin and college. Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. I never think the same.
We're probably way too old to even be saying that. Like, but anyway,
I still say shift. Commercially shift.
Yeah. I don't know if I can say this because Keane will probably be a bit embarrassed. But like, no, I actually can't.
Let him be embarrassed. Go on.
I mean, he's not going to listen. But like, do you know? He'll come up and he'll be like, oh, like messing, like obviously, but he'd be like, come on, I want to practice meeting. Just be like, he'd be like, lads, I can't go out to practice meeting my girlfriend. And it's just like, we're in our late 20s at this point. That was all. It's much funnier when he does it and it's actually a real life example, but anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Bandwagons. My name is Fionnuala.
I'm Breed.
How are you doing? How was your weekend?
It was good. My little cousin got christened.
Cute.
And that was gorge. And my mom and dad brought me for dinner yesterday. And that was nice. They brought. Do your parents do this where they're like, so they went for a drive.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Drive on Saturday, and they were like, oh my god, we found the brilliant restaurant we've ever been to, like, you're gonna absolutely love it. And like, they, while they were there for dinner on Saturday, they booked in for dinner again on the Sunday. And when I say, like, this restaurant is in Tullow, like, it's not near my house.
That's it, is that, that's in Carlow?
Yeah, it's 40 minutes away.
Jesus Christ.
They loved it so much that they were like, we're all going, they were like, bring Mark, we're all going for dinner on tomorrow. And then, so we went anyway. Mark didn't end up going, thank god, because we got there and it was just like bang average.
Oh, that's sad.
It was bang average. The service wasn't good.
Don't name the restaurant, obviously, but.
No, I won't. But it, like, it was fine. It was just like a proper, like, we walked in and there was like, you could see them like cutting up the car. Like, it was like a Carvery ham and all behind like a clear thing. You could see them like making the dinners. It was like proper dinners, and they had absolutely like 15 options on every course. And it was all like real like country good food. Like, there was a vol au vent for Maine, and like,
it wasn't gourmet. Your parents had sold you a gourmet dream.
They were like, oh, we're bringing it to this lovely restaurant, like, pack your bags. And then I got there and they were like, you can have soup and a roast beef. Like, it was just very, it was weird. But like, we were sitting there and they're like, isn't it great? And we were like, what are you seeing that I'm not seeing? We drove to Carlow for this.
I won't have any Carlow slander on this podcast, but yeah.
No, but fair, it was like Tullow. No, I was about to slander Tullow. I'm not going to do that. But like.
But it's nowhere near you. Like, 40 minutes for like a Carvery, that's, unless it's exceptional, is excessive.
Like, we live in Gorey.
And it wasn't even what your parents sold you.
No, we live in Gorey, which is pretty good for like restaurants and food and like hotels with Carveries and all. Like, there's really no need to go looking that far for anything else.
I'm just laughing because I can fully visualize your parents being like, this is a stunning restaurant. We had such nice dinner. Isn't it stunning?
Yeah, they wouldn't have a bad word said about it. And then they were like, they went in and they were obviously checking the COVID certs, and they were like, god, it's brilliant you're doing this because we would have left if you didn't. And the lady was like, are you being sarcastic? And they were like, no. They were like, no, we're dead serious. We would have left if you didn't ask to see our COVID certs. And she was just like, I can't tell if you're making a dig or... It's just so weird.
Oh my god.
I was just there like, I get travel sick. So I was there all nauseous with my like travel wristbands on. Like, please.
Travel sick. Breathe. It's a 40 minute drive. Come on now.
That's quite a long drive. No, quite 40 minute drive in the back of my parents' car. No, it was stuck in the back with my two sisters. Like, I was 6 years old again. You would get travel sick. And Quiva kept going, I know the whole rap to Guns and Ships you want to hear. And I was trying to sleep, but she just kept rapping Hamilton really quietly in my ear. So annoying.
Oh, that's too old for it. That you're the person that was supposed to be doing my fucking live show outfit literally just replied.
Oh no, it's bad.
No, it was actually fine, but it further proves that I'm like, you had never made the outfit in the first place.
Yeah, that whole situation gives me anxiety.
So strange. They just said, like, for context, I had gotten onto this place in America for this custom, like, cowboy, like, western, but like
very Trixie Mattel pink,
very, yeah,
Dolly Parton vibes.
And so I contacted them initially the 21st of August, and then by the time, because I wanted to see about time frame and stuff because it was all custom and I wanted to match the boots, whatever, and I had sent a picture of the boots the end of August 30th, didn't hear anything, so followed up in a week's time and said, just checking you received this. They replied the day after being like, yeah, when do you need it for? And I had said, this was my second time saying this. So I was like, I need it for the 4th of November. Like, is this possible? I'm in Ireland. And they were like, yeah, that's fine. What length do you want the jumpsuit? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I said, and another week passed and I was like, do you want my measurements? Or like, this again was start of October. And they were like, yeah, sent them on. And then it was like the 25th of October. And I was like, this is definitely going to be here. No, I didn't pay any money is the thing. I was like, is this definitely going to be here? And they were like, yeah, like, it'll be shipped express, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Can I double check your waist measurements? I was like, yeah, like, sure. Still hadn't seen anything. So like, this Saturday just gone, I emailed them being like, or Friday, I was like, can I see a picture? Because she'd said, she was like, show me the boots, I'll send you a sketch. I was like, can I see a picture? Can I even see the sketch? And heard nothing. So an email today, because like the shows are in, we're recording Monday, so 3 days. Get tickets, by the way. Get tickets, last chance. Last chance. Thursday in Liberty Hall, Cork, Cypress Avenue. Come. It'll be good. Anyway, so I was like, look, what is the fucking story? Because like, you're saying it's going to be here and I haven't seen it. I need to make alternative arrangements if not. And they were just like, yeah, things are really hectic. I'm working on it today and I can send you a sketch. And we'll ship it out tomorrow via Express DHL. But then when I Googled times for Express DHL, it was like 6 days.
Yeah, 6 days. Could you imagine? Like, I think it was divine intervention considering how much you would have had to pay for it, I think.
Yeah. Thank God I didn't fucking pay for it. I'd say that's what they were waiting for. But like, not trying to be bad, but like, this isn't it's like an independent brand, but like, not dodgy. They've fully made stuff for like Gwen Stefani and stuff before. Like, they're like, from what I've seen, quite a reputable brand.
Yeah.
And it was just like, just even back there.
They were just busy.
I know, but this is the thing. Like, their response there now, I got back to them earlier today being like, given the short time frame, I'm going to have to arrange something else. Like, I haven't seen a sketch and the things in 3 days. Like, I just don't think this is going to work.
Yeah.
So they just replied there and goes, hi, Fionnuala, I apologise. This is a very short time frame for me and I tried my best to make it work. All the best. The person's name. And I'm like...
How? Why? No, they didn't.
It was like, you could have... Oh, excuse me. It could have been confirmed. Like, it was confirmed the start of September. Like, it was... Like... Anyway, my weekend, my spooky trip was cancelled because of weather.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to go over to Spike Prison. I was very disappointed. The weather was very bad, in fairness.
Horrific.
Very, very bad. We were taking the piss. We were like, because I fully thought, I was like, Steph rolled into the chat and she was like, it's cancelled. I was like, you're fully pulling my leg now. And then your man was like, she was like, no, your man said because of the weather, like going over would be fine on because you have to go over on the boat, obviously, but like coming back, it would be too dodge. Yeah. And I was just like, that's grand, like one single, leave me there, it's fine. But then we realized that Steph actually was not messing and would not be going, but we got a refund. I think we're going at some stage in November. So I will report back on that. I do want
to. You're just mad to be haunted and no one wants to haunt you.
Nobody wants to haunt me. I'm so annoyed.
Yeah.
What's the criteria for being haunted? Like, imagine I don't meet the fucking beauty standards in Ghost World that nobody thinks I'm sexy enough to be haunted.
Yeah, you just don't look like any of the kids in Hill House.
The alive don't think I'm sexy. The dead don't think I'm sexy. Anyway, Halloween is over. We're now into Mariah Carey season.
Ah, so you're ruining all my mini bandwagons.
Oh.
You can have it. You can have it.
Oh, you can have it. Mariah Carey, not... What? Oh. We'll get to it at the end, but I cannot wait to hear this tenuous link. Speaking of tenuous links, today we're talking about PR relationships.
Or showmances.
Showmances, yeah. I think we've talked about this in specifics when we've done specific people for specific episodes.
Yeah.
But the reason why I wanted to talk about it this week was because the photos that shook the world... Not really, but I've seen a lot of people talking about it and it did kind of catch me off guard. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
Yeah, not exactly what we predicted. Yeah.
Were you surprised? Did you care?
He's not exactly Idris Elba.
He's not exactly a what?
Idris Elba. Do you remember we'd said if we had to predict who she was going to get with next, with Laura DeBarra, we were like, Idris Elba, it has to be that level of...
Okay, yeah, but sorry, you said that and then you remembered he was married.
Who did she say? That level of, I think you need that level of guy, and I just don't think Pete Davidson is that level of guy.
But, okay, we'll get into it in a second, but just to confirm, so basically people got the exclusive photos of them at this like amusement park thing, they're on a roller coaster, they're holding hands. I need an interview with the woman in the front because she looks so
scared.
She's
one of her friends, is she?
That would probably make sense. If she's just a normie person, though, I really, just really want that interview.
Yeah.
So she was out with him. It's in California. an insider told People they hang in the same circles, so they'll be together from time to time. It's just friends hanging out. And how they supposedly know each other is because obviously Pete is friends with Machine Gun Kelly. It's like kind of 6 degrees of separation. And obviously Machine Gun Kelly is very good friends with Travis Barker. Travis Barker is engaged to
Kourtney
Kardashian, who is Kim's sister. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that in a second. That's another thing in itself. I'm going to be honest. I don't believe that they're running the same circles. Like, I don't. That's a line. I think they know each other. Of course they know each other. And obviously, even prior to her being on SNL or whatever, of course they knew each other. This whole thing of like running in the same circles, unless it's a recent thing, I don't think this is a long time. Well, they've always like kind of ran in similar friend groups. No, they fucking don't. They don't like.
I don't know. Like, do you not just think for these things, it's kind of like, well, like, who else? They're not going to have normal friends. They're all like, all these like mega, mega celebs are only going to have real like mega, mega celeb friends. Or maybe they don't. No. Or maybe they don't, but like no one's going to care if they're just out with their like normie friends.
No, but like this is, okay, so say, I'm not going to use Idris Elba as an example, right? But say it came out tomorrow that she was with, or say it wasn't Pete that she was on the roller coaster with. Say she was on the roller coaster with like Reggae Jean Page, okay? Because I think she fancies him from watching Bridgerton as well. That would still be surprising, but that if the insider was then like, oh yeah, they run in similar circles or whatever, I still actually wouldn't fully believe that, but I just feel
you'd
like
it's more. I wouldn't believe that at all. How would he run in her circles?
That's actually true. Okay, that was a bad example.
Pete Davidson is more likely to run in her circles now when she's doing the SNL. It's LA.
Yeah, but okay, but I think maybe since LA, but even at that, like I think they know each other. I think the even the links between them are so tenuous. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think Kim is like really friends with, we'll say, like Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly. You know what I mean? I don't think she'd go out with them unless they were all together in a group.
Okay, well, let me put it to you like this. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you're with someone you only kind of knew loosely, but you're doing something with them? Like in very close quarters. Does that make sense? Like, do you ever find yourself like on a night out and you end up having the best one with like the person you didn't really know that well going into it? Or like,
yeah, but also we're normie people. These are like highly organized rich people who can do whatever they want at any point in time. Everything is very methodically planned. I don't know. Anyway, we're tripping up on a very small detail of it, but like basically the whole thing is that, okay, so this insider said that they're not friends, that they are just friends, sorry, they're not shagging, but then like they haven't responded to it publicly at all. But then if you look at, I think there was another article I heard them talking about on the Who Weekly Patreon episode, but I've been too lazy to actually dig up the specific article, that linked them going back to a hotel. Because I think people were initially like, maybe they are just friends. Maybe, like, I think some people were. I think other people were immediately like, this is a romance. I ship it. I would die. And I'm still, I don't know. Do you think they're friends or do you think they're shagging?
I think they're friends.
I have an opinion now, but. Oh, you do think they're friends? Just friends?
Yeah.
Why?
I think she probably finds him funny. Maybe he's trying to get with her, but I think he's just, like, he's punching. Like, Kim's never going to go for someone like that, I don't think. I think maybe he's trying it on with her, but I think at this moment, that's all it is.
Sorry, I need to double check. Pete Davidson is not 27, is he?
Yeah, he's not that old.
Oh my.
Sure, he's in Ariana Grande.
Fuck. I know. Oh my God, he is only 27. Cause, yeah, because she's 41.
Like, I think she's like, come on, like you're.
But
maybe she'd tag it once just to see if the rumors are true. Maybe.
You know when people say this about Pete Davidson and they're like, oh, he must have the biggest cock in Hollywood, and they go on or like absolute magic penis, whatever. But like,
I think he can just laugh women into bed.
This is the thing. I think the penis keeps them, but that's not what gets them, because you're not immediately like, he's not going up with his cock out to people, and you're not.
No,
you're just,
I think that
like,
would really turn ladies off.
Yeah, that would actually be quite alarming. I would think. I think it's just
the rumors have happened
or something. Oh, I definitely think it adds a layer of intrigue. I think the minute you start talking about that, it's like, whoa. Okay, I think when I saw the photos, I was like, oh my God, they're shagging. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, actually, it is plausible that they could like just be mates because
male and female can be friends.
Yes. Okay. Beyond that. But in terms of like them and their dynamic, I don't think he's ready to like settle. And I don't necessarily think that's what she's looking for at the minute post Kanye either. But like, the hotel thing, and the more I thought about it, the more I was like,
"Why a hotel? They both have houses."
But this is why it ties into like I think it might be a PR thing, because
hotel implies the sex.
Yeah, and okay. I think it's also like if you're going to be seen going to a hotel, it's like why else would they be going to a hotel to ride, like, you know,
maybe they have a really nice gym.
And they're not even
sauna,
yeah. But like, it's the fact that they're like not even really trying to hide it because there's like not necessarily anything to hide. You know what I mean?
And I think if they could hide it, they would hide it. So that's what makes me think this is all for show.
That's what I'm saying. If it was a true romance that you like cared about or were like nervous about
and wanted to work,
But why I think this works and is kind of genius. I think it's definitely PR from Kim's perspective, because if you look at Pete and compare him to Kanye, right? I know Pete can be a bit like Marmite for some people, but generally overall, if you were to do a straw poll of like the general normie population, you bring like 50 random people into a room now who know pop culture. Well, that'll be the only factor. They're probably going to like Pete Davidson more than they like Kanye West at the minute because he keeps doing awful, awful shit, right? And as much as like Pete has kind of things hanging over him, like the Ariana shit and everything else and whatever, just generally not looking clean occasionally, I still think he would rank better in a vote like that. He's also like so different to Kanye in so many ways. Like he's funny. Kanye's not funny. Kanye's not intentionally funny.
Yeah.
There is a subsection of people that think Pete Davidson is shit hot. Like the amount of people who I saw uploading that photo to their stories being like, so hard seeing people live your dreams. And like, I get it and I don't. Some days I'm like, yes, girl. And then other days I'm like,
yeah.
I keep that man away from me at all times.
I think he has some similarities as well, though. Like he's kind of a controversial character as well as Kanye, you know? They're not total polar opposites.
Yeah, no, they're not total polar opposites, but I think, because obviously there were the rumours about them getting back together. And I still think maybe she would, or not now, but I definitely think at one point she was like considering reconciliation.
For the kids.
And I just think, for the kids, and I think probably for fucking Lac Facil, and I do think there is like a love there, if it's not like maybe necessarily physical. I do think she cares about him a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just think this is kind of like not an image rehab, because like she doesn't really need it. But I think her doing SNL and like her doing SNL well, she's kind of going through this image rehabilitation in the sense of like
funny Kim.
What's the word? Funny. Yeah. Funny Kim, like more personality Kim, more cool Kim. Because she was so like fashion and
politics,
like power and straight, and then it was like and then you would like the level with the politics, and then obviously you would like last year and she wasn't really fucking doing that much, and then the marriage went to shit, and then she hired the private island for her 40th, and you know everyone was like, you're so fucking out of touch, and then the hologram shit, and it was like, okay, you just could not get any more out of touch, Kimberly. I feel like she's trying to like kind of get back in there in a way, and I think Pete helps with that, even if it's maybe not a long term, which I don't think it needs to be. I think it would be weirder if it was like,
yeah, if this was Endgame.
Yeah, and I do wonder from his perspective then, is it a PR thing for him? I don't think so.
He just likes to be seen with hot women.
Do you think he could be bearding? I don't, but
Explain the term bearding to me, because I assume you don't think he's gay.
I don't, right? But so bearding, for anyone who doesn't know, is when like, Jesus, everyone's flat out onto me this evening.
How many laptops do you have?
Oh, that's my phone. Sorry. What was I saying? I'm gonna maybe explain this very badly, but it's basically like your cowboy hat looks great. I don't know if mine's even gonna fucking be here on time. I'm a disaster.
It doesn't fit on with my headphones.
That's fair. So bearding is the concept of like hiding your sexuality essentially in Hollywood with someone of like the opposite sex to whatever you're actually into. And obviously this is never, again, it like ties into the showmancy thing, but it's just like the sexual preference thing is kind of tied into it. For example, like Kanye, there's been gay rumors kind of following him for ages. After he split with Kim, he got with Irina Shayk, the model. And she's
Irina,
like,
Shayk has been linked to a lot of people, I would say, personally, I think. I've said it before about Irina Shayk. She is a professional beard, I think.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of the consensus among Hollywood pop culture things, because her being with Bradley Cooper, and they're not together now. There's a lot of rumors about Bradley Cooper. Obviously, nothing is confirmed. Allegedly. But yeah, do you think... Because I don't understand. So, okay, so the thing with him and Ariana, I do think they were in love and it was maybe right person, totally wrong time.
Yeah. I don't think Pete Davidson is gay. I don't think I don't think he'd need to be covering it up, because he's kind of just a bit like unstoppable at the minute. I think he's a bit fluid as fuck, like, which is like, I don't know. But I just don't think he's the type of person that would, like, I don't think it would ruin his image for him to be gay. Like the same way people would say, like, people might think it would, like maybe damage Kanye's image, or maybe Kanye thinks it would damage Kanye's image.
Yeah, I don't think I think it's a long held, like, incorrect belief that it would affect your career.
Negatively.
Like, which I'll never. Like, I get and I don't, which
I'm
is
sure
the thing,
it has been the case for some people in the past, but
that's
like,
the thing, I suppose. We're sitting here in our fucking straight white female privilege being like, how could anyone think that that would affect their career, when it's like, unfortunately, actually, there definitely are still, like, places who would be like, oh, you're gay, this script is not going to you, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then also, I do think there's also a factor of like, I just don't want my personal life coming into it at all, because there is a thing of like, is that what I'm known for? You know what I mean? Anyway, it goes back to my point, though.
Oh, yeah.
What is Pete... If it is a PR relationship, and we'll say if Pete is in on it, which I still don't think he is, what does he get out of it? Like, what... the benefit, I think, is really clear for Kim. I don't think it's clear for him.
I think he's just likes to be back on the radar a little bit. He was really there for a long time, and then he kind of fizzled off a bit. And he's just kind of at nothing these days. It just can't hurt him, you know?
But yeah, do you think he just like, is he maybe just like, right, I was at like peak whatever with Ariana, and that like crashed so badly that it's just like, surely it can't get any worse. Like, I'm just going to shag around.
Yeah, I feel like I picture him getting the phone call being like, listen, Kim Kardashian wants to hang out. What do you think? And he's like, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it.
Because that's pretty much how him and Ariana got together, isn't it?
I don't know.
We did on the episode, she was having like a party or like a games night or something, and she invited him.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, what the fuck? I need to...
But like, I do feel like he's that type of person who is like, sure, why not, you know?
Yeah.
Let me put one more possible scenario to you. With all the hype that Courtney and Travis have been getting... Do you think Kim is just feeling a little bit left out and jealous?
Totally. Yeah, that's what I mean when I say she's trying to add that edge or like coolness back. Because, to get on to the Courtney and Travis thing, obviously they got engaged recently and the engagement was shot for the Hulu show. And there's a couple of theories going around about that, whether it's to be, we still don't really know what the concept of that Hulu show is going to be or whatever. Maybe we do, actually, I don't know. But there's a couple of theories that the show is going to focus on Courtney now, and Kim wants to kind of move away from that head person role in the family as she goes away and makes knickers and stuff. Imagine Kim working in the knicker factory in Carnation Street. That's just her job, but on a much bigger scale. Anyway, tangent. I wonder, does it kill Kim, like,
Underworld.
Does it kill Kim a bit? Or is it like, was it a decision that Kim willingly is pulling out? Or is she still going to be involved in the show, obviously?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I think
I do think it kills Kim. I think that's why.
I think so too. coming if from you look the reaction of sisters.
If you look at the reaction that Courtney and Travis get, like, it's just, it's been, like, overwhelmingly positive, bar that awful fucking Sid and Nancy costume, which we're not even going to get into, but... No, Sid murdered Nancy Breed.
Oh.
It's not good.
I've never seen it. I didn't really get the reference until you said it right there.
No, sorry, not the most recent one, not the True Romance one. That was
That was the one I was thinking of.
No, the Sid and Nancy one is like, I don't fully understand the story there, but, like, a lot of people were like, ugh, and it was a bad move because everyone was just so in their, like... Oh, they're engaged. Love them. Emo and like all the laughs about them. Anyway, I don't think it. I think, again, people have short memories. I think people have forgotten. Anyway, generally speaking, I think the reaction to them has been like mega, mega popular and has put her in a position that like she's kind of blown Chloe and all the rest of them out of the water. Like Kylie's pregnant and I'm like,
No one gives a fuck.
Do you know, like you'd forget. It's and like Kendall, we don't even need to go there, but...
I do think no one really cares when you're on your second baby either. It's the same with Cardi. It's like, oh, you had your baby. You're like, you got the hype with your first one. And they expect the hype with the second one, but you don't get, you never get it. No one cares. You've done it. Been there, done that.
No, but I do think there's an element of, well, obviously Kylie's pregnancy was so like hidden as well, the first one. But this was the pregnancy then to capitalize, if you wanted to, maybe she doesn't, but like this would have been the pregnancy to be like, here I am, and I know she launched Kylie Baby or whatever. I don't care about that. Anyway, that's what I mean. They're still kind of doing all these little things. Chloe, not so much, but like, they're kind of all still doing their own things. But the only person who's really leaps and bounds in terms of being back in the public conscious in a positive way, it is Kim and Courtney. And I would say they're kind of neck and neck.
No, I would say Courtney's way ahead.
Wait, do you reckon?
Yeah. I think this was an attempt to get there, but like, I don't think regularly she's as out there as...
No, but I still Courtney think Kim has that long-held power that even if it's like... I don't necessarily disagree, but I disagree in another sense.
Speaking of Kim, do you think her and Ray J were showmans?
No. I don't... the thing with a lot of these earlier... I don't think, like, I think her and Kanye were initially, like, a PR showman's relationship. I think she wanted to get into a fashion. They were friends. They had the connection. It made sense. He definitely fucking fancied her anyway. I think that made sense. I think it turned into true love. I don't think any of, like, her earlier relationships, like, even the likes of Chris Humphries or whatever, I think there had to have been something there.
Yeah, because what was she gaining from that?
You know, that's what I mean. Who was I thinking of when you said Ray J? I was thinking of Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush.
No, I'm thinking of sex tape, Ray J.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
Do you?
No, it's just on one of the lists I have here of best and worst showmances in Hollywood history. It says, while rumors remain that Momager Kris Jenner was behind the leaking the infamous sex tape featuring daughter Kim and rapper Ray J, fame generating controversy ensued. However, the tape made its way online. There's no denying that Kim became way more famous after the tape than she ever was before. And as for Ray J, these days he's best known as that guy in Kim Kardashian's sex tape.
I don't think you could class that as a PR relationship. I think you could class it as a PR move. But while we're on Courtney and Travis, though.
Yeah.
Was that a PR relationship?
I don't think so. I think it's worked well for them in terms of PR, but I don't think that was the intent behind it.
Yeah. And I do think they're in love. Like, no one is that... Because it's such a fine line, because you have the likes of, like, you know, Sean and Camilla, who we've talked about before, and obviously they're all over each other, and we're like, yo, you're compensating here, like, you're really going the other way. But then you have Courtney and Travis, and it's like... There's no way you can't not be in love because you're practically about to remove each other's skin with your tongues.
Yeah. You can't put that on. That you can't fake that sexual chemistry.
Yeah.
Unless you're Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
I think that was just acting though.
That's what I mean. Like they absolutely seem to have faked it. Like,
Who else do you want to talk about PR wise? Oh, in terms of couples who we've already talked about who are very clearly PR relationships, Ben and Jen, we've mentioned Bennifer. Go back and listen to that episode if you haven't. I think they're a bit like dushed unless they do something soon. And I think we said this on the episode, like we've gotten the red carpet since. That's been enjoyable. We need a wedding.
The
two of them need to sit down for an interview, or the two of them need to say something in an interview or even on a red carpet. That would kind of placate me, but.
Yeah.
That initial power of that like launch of them being in a couple again is like waning hard.
Well, it was never going to last forever.
It never was, but I feel like they're really stretching out this time in between the next thing, you know?
Yeah.
Just from J-Lo's perspective, I'm like, you should probably,
I'm not sure what your plan is
like, but I think you need to start reviewing it, like, you know? We talked about Taylor Swift and Harry Styles on the Taylor Swift episode.
Yeah.
I always get like Mandela effect when I think about this because like, it seems to have been a relationship that inspired so much material, and yet like people are adamant. I can't remember what conclusion we came to on the Taylor Swift episode as to whether they were actually together or was it just like, were they just photographed together? You know what I mean?
Harry Styles. Yeah. No, I don't think they were ever together, to be honest.
But then how is she writing all those like, how did she write style?
She has a great imagination.
I know, but like, I think to come up with a song like that, you need a great imagination and a good visualization.
Yeah,
of what is the regions look like?
Mm.
Also, someone in the DMs actually said that they reckon. No, they were kind of hoping that they'd get back together, but then obviously she started getting with Joel. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think maybe, but I think he is so far past the point of a PR relationship, like him and Olivia Wilde. That's not a PR relationship in my mind. It's insane. Like,
yeah,
I think they knew what was going to happen with them getting with each other and like the level of like, what the fuck? But which is why it can't be a PR relationship, because why would you draw that kind of insane amount of attention on you?
Well, like all these celebrities are sociopaths.
They are sociopaths, but in the same way that it's like Kim would enjoy being talked about and like manages that really carefully.
Yeah, that's, do you not think Harry Styles likes to be looked at and talked about?
I do think he does, but in terms of his relationships, he's not very forthcoming about stuff like that.
Yeah.
And neither is she. If you consider the fact that like she was coming from a very well-liked celebrity couple with two kids. I'm just saying like the sex would want to be very, very good. Off, like,
yeah.
And you immediately have that, which I don't think is correct, but you have that conversation around like, oh, Olivia, like, and she left, what's his name? Jason Statham is like, what the fuck? What's wrong with her? And like, you've the Harry Styles, like nobody would willingly get into that relationship knowing what the One Direction fans are like, if it wasn't like a little bit serious, you know? Yeah.
Do you know who I think absolutely is like, when you think showmans, are bearding, there's only one couple for me.
Who?
Camilla and Sean.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Every time I see something of them, like the whole, like they were dancing, they dressed up for Halloween or Dia de los Muertos or whatever. And they were dancing and I'm just like, you're just cousins, like you're just mates.
I don't know. I'm just, if they're playing a long game here, then I'm like, fair play, because what a miserable existence. But then you'd see other photos or videos of them. And I don't know.
I think they get on really well. I just don't know if I buy into the romance.
I think it's hard though, because like it makes perfect sense for it to be a PR relationship when you consider the rumors around him. And like, I don't think the persecution and like the scrutiny he gets is fair. And I think I can't pick another artist that gets it to that level. But like, it did make sense because you had like a cross section of fans that were like kind of the same. They cover like similar demographics, but like there was like a sweet spot in the middle that they probably weren't hitting for either of them.
Yeah.
And obviously they'd already previously collaborated. And then
that's why I think it's a mutually beneficial musically, I think. They're really helping each other out with their duets and their music videos and their songs and all. I think they're just so online.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. If you have to show everyone your relationship online that much, it's not all it's cracked up to be.
But then on the other hand, you have Travis and Courtney. This is what I'm saying. I think it's like, it's such a thin line.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's, yeah, that's true actually.
Do you know what I mean? You have like the likes like John and Chrissy Teigen who are like in love and who have always been like unbearably very online.
Yeah. I don't know. Something just doesn't sit the same with them.
Talk to me about Tom Holland and Zendaya. We mentioned them, I'm pretty sure, in passing on the Timmy episode, didn't we?
Yeah. We were going to do them.
So I can't remember what I'd said on the Timmy episode, but in terms of where I am at now, I was like, this is fully a PR relationship. Fully. Then I was like, then when she put up the photo of him, or he put up the photo being like, happy birthday, and it was in like black and white and they were in like the dressing room, and he was like, text me when you're awake, or blah, blah. Like, that photo is like very fucking cute.
Mm.
It's so cute. I was like, oh, I was like, I actually will be devastated if they're not really together.
Like, I mean, show me a blockbuster franchise and I'll show you a showman's, you know?
But do you think they're not really together? Because I thought you said in the Timmy episode you thought they were.
I thought they were legit until I did some research.
Oh, interesting. Okay, tell me more.
So, right, I saw this online and it's how to spot a PR relationship.
Okay.
So, you just think, does this relate to any of the couples you have lined up? The next time you wonder if a celebrity couple is legit or fake, ask yourself, number one, do these stars have an album or movie coming out or one that was just released? Number two, are you always reading about quotes from various insiders or sources who spill details about the relationship to the media? Number three, is one of the celebrities perhaps trying to divert attention from a recent scandal or some bad press? Number four, are there endless paparazzi shots of the two on dates and engaging in PDA? If the answer to all of these questions is yes, it's probably a showman's. So I'm looking at pictures of Tom Holland and Zendaya here, and they're stopped at a red light and he's like caressing her jawline and kissing her. And I'm just like, that's like, you knew the camera was there. It's just, I don't know. And they have this big movie coming out this year.
I think it just made sense because it was something that the fans already wanted.
Yeah.
Or had like talked about, I think. I think this was a thing of like doing the market research, recognizing that the conversations were happening, them both being single kind of at the same time. Like, I do wonder if she was still with Jacob Elordi, would we even be having this conversation?
Yeah.
Or would we be having a conversation with her and Jacob Elordi with regards to the release of Euphoria?
Euphoria, yeah.
No, I don't think that was a PR relationship. I think they were shagging. I don't even think it was a relationship. I think they were just like, they were hooking up for a while and they're dosh now.
Yeah. And on the flip side, like, have you ever been in like a job or in a situation where you're like working very closely with someone or just like spending a lot of time with someone and you grow to fancy them much more than you would if you just knew them in passing?
Oh, yeah, and that's what I mean when you look at the likes of, let's bring it back to Jacob Elordi again, Jacob Elordi and Joey King. Like, I think they were, like, absolutely in each other's pockets, fell in love, maybe not in love, but, like, they were together, they were spending so much time together, it got hot and heavy, blah-de-blah-de-blah, they kind Squirrel of went back to the real world. Yeah, but the fact that I think their breakup was so sour, or, like, the end of the relationship kind of soured so much, that proves to me that it, in my mind, now, if anyone wants to disagree with me, sound off in the imaginary comment section the podcasts have. I just don't believe that wasn't real. Because, like, they fully, like, that franchise ended and she was like, I pretend I do not see Jacob Elordi. Like, she tagged him in, like, a couple of the big group posts, but, like, otherwise it was like, bye. Yeah. And, like, you know, it's a proper, like, real, I'm going to scrub my Instagram of you because fuck this and fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
I do absolutely think it's possible to work like really closely with someone and then be like, oh yeah, we're going to get together. And like,
it's like the Strictly Jolie,
you know?
Yeah, that's what I was just going
to. There's so many other examples, like, you know, but
that's just what happens.
And I think sometimes that's what makes it easier. And I think sometimes you get in a relationship and then it's like heavily marketed and kind of bulked up to be like, they're in love.
Yeah. I'd like to see after Spider-Man Homecoming comes out.
We'll time it.
Did I tell you my mom was trying to rent out a cinema to watch that movie?
No.
Because my brother is living in Qatar and he was like going to miss the Irish premiere and he just is a big fan of Marvel. And she felt bad for him, so she was trying to see if she could rent out a screen for him to watch it when he gets back. Or like all the just for the family to go and watch it when he gets back. She would never do that for me.
There's a few in Dublin that you could probably do.
You can do it in Gorey, I think, but she just hasn't really, I don't know if she's really made moves with it.
Anyone else stick out in your mind when you think PR couple or PR relationship?
I mentioned them earlier, but Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga did it well.
They were never in a relationship though, and it was never confirmed.
No,
that doesn't count.
But like, it does.
No, that doesn't count.
Why?
Because they weren't in a relationship. I mean, like, they've come out, they're talking about each other as boyfriend and girlfriend. I think what they did was really good. Like, I'm not trying to take away from that point. I think they did a good, I think it was audience manipulation, but that's not a PR relationship because they weren't together.
Okay. Okay. What about Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse?
Oh, okay. I obviously don't watch Riverdale, so I don't, like, I'm actually not sure if it's fair to comment here, but I wouldn't have thought that. No, I would have thought they were real, yeah, but just because, because they work together.
Yeah.
And I do think it benefited the show, but I don't know. There was a part of me that bought them and I don't know why.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same. And like, there's an element to it as well that even now they're broken up, that they have to keep making Riverdale together. And like, I know I kind of fallen off the wagon with Riverdale, so I'm not sure if they're like kissing in it or what. Like, but there's an element of people wanting to tune in and see if it looks uncomfortable for them to be close on screen now that they're not together in real life. And I think it's the same with Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett as well.
Bassett.
I was watching that being like, God, this must have been so uncomfortable for her to shoot because of blah, blah, blah. So I think there's an element of like, it's not exactly a showmance, but there's like the PR side of it. The breakup even helped the show. Does that make sense?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. A classic, I think, that people forget or maybe don't, like Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens.
I don't know. I think they were like,
I think it started as a PR and I think it was a real relationship.
I think it was the working together thing as well. Yeah.
Interesting. I would have always put them together to be honest. They don't talk now at all, which again leads me to believe that they're like, they were together for 5 years.
5 years. God, I really hated her when they were going out. I loved him so much.
It's not really weird. Like, it's like you drift apart from people, like, you know?
Yeah. 5 years though, and then to not speak at all, it's a lot. I have this example here that I don't think we'd really be in on, but Henry Cavill and Kaley Cuoco.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that and thinking it was a weird
match. So they hooked up for apparently a magical 10-day fling during the summer of 2013.
A magical 10-day fling.
Yeah, she came out and said, I had no one following me until I met Superman. She said, I've been in the business for 20 years and my whole life I could go anywhere, do anything. There had not been one paparazzi photo of me until like several months ago. The recognition was crazy. So I don't know if that was actually a showmancer, if she kind of regretted it in the end because of the attention she got.
See, I don't know. She's a bit like, you could do nearly a full episode on her, like, surprisingly, because she's just like, she's getting divorced now. To bring it back to Pete Davidson, after literally, she's not married to her current things. Carol Cook, they got married in 2018. They're not together that long.
Yeah.
I thought it was shorter than that. Anyway, but people reckon it's because she's filming this thing with Pete Davidson at the minute. And people reckon the reason why they're getting divorced is because they shagged.
Like, just because he has a magic willy doesn't mean he always uses it. She's no spring chicken either.
Wow, rude. This isn't an ageist podcast.
It's not an ageist podcast. I just think he's
35. Relax.
He goes for... She looks older now. That's a bit fair. Like,
yo,
she does
breed! Stop!
In the picture I'm looking at, like...
Anyway,
she looks like
she's
Kim Kardashian's older sister.
She was obviously with Johnny Galecki for a while and then was with... got engaged to this other guy. That didn't work out. Got engaged to Ryan Sweeting. He's a tennis player. That didn't work out. Or no, sorry. They did get married, but then got divorced shortly after. Then she got engaged to Carl Cook. He's an equestrian and like a billionaire guy or son of a billionaire. Handy. Engaged like a year later, married the year after that, and announced their separation this year. But yeah, apparently Pete is potentially the reason why they broke up.
Tom Mann is omnipresent. Dick in hand.
Yeah. Dick in hand. Who else? JB and Selena. Again, I think we did talk about this briefly on the JB episode. Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
A PR romance that turned into true love.
Hmm. Yeah.
You can't tell me otherwise. Like, I just... In the same way that, like, I think anyone who was with the Jonases in the early years, PR relationship. Like, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart?
Yeah, I have them down. I think... actually, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, them spending a lot of time together and working very closely together.
Yeah.
And it kind of helped the machine.
Yeah, and that's kind of what happened there.
Okay, whether it started or not as a PR relationship, I do think it was, it kind of became love in the end. And like, when you think about how acrimoniously that ended with her
and your
shagging the director or on fucking... Snow White and the Huntsman, for God's sake, and like her having to publicly apologise. Oh, bring me back to that drama.
What about any of the Love Island people that are still together?
But they are all automatically PR relationships, like, you know what I mean? It makes sense to stay together. Like, of course it does, you know?
Yeah.
I think some of the, and then again, you have some of them that end up being like true love and they're married and they have kids or whatever. They're in the minority, but I think PR-wise, it always stands to you to stay for as long as you can afterwards, even with someone you're like tenuously linked to, which is why you'll always see people who they might not have been coupled up for a very long time in the show, but you'll see them that they'll still like keep the door open.
Yeah, or like when
they're kicking out or whatever.
Couple of people from different seasons get together.
But I do think that can come back to like the running in the same circle thing. Like you're going to meet them. You've shared a very similar experience. Only that person knows what you went through in comparison to like another normie, like in comparison to a normie person or even in comparison to another reality star. Like they're not going to share this. Like Love Island is a different beast in that sense.
Yeah. That is true. Do you remember when Jack Barakat went out with Holly Madison?
I do remember that, yeah. I'm not sure who that was for, to be honest.
But yeah, that was just sex.
Who else did I have on my... And then I have like the total opposite of PR relationships for me. And when I say that, I mean like couples who get together even though it's going to do incredible harm to their image and not in like a really like... Not anyone who's like getting, not, we're not talking Nicki Minaj and your man, because obviously that's obviously not a PR relationship. That's just, but when I think of that, I think like Grimes and Elon Musk, like, because people fucking loved her. She was like, for the people, whatever, blah, blah. I'm not a big like Grimes stan, so don't kill me what I'm saying. But like, to from her to be like this kind of person and like eat the rich and seize the means of production, and then she's like going out with Elon Musk, everyone was like, what the fuck? And then similarly, not entirely similarly, but that you have like Olivia Munn and John Mulaney, the comedian. Are you up to speed on any of that?
No.
So he's, I know who they are. He's like a big comedian in America, like kind of like the internet's comedy boyfriend. I never followed him like massively closely, but people like loved him. He was in like...
He's SNL as well, wasn't he?
SNL alum, yeah. Really funny, like very funny guy. Was like his entire kind of comedy routine was based around the fact that he was married and he was like a nice guy and blah, blah, he was in love, whatever, blah, blah. But like, obviously really struggled with addiction issues. Went back to rehab, I think, last year or a year and a half ago. split up with his wife, pretty much immediately got with Olivia Munn, and now she's pregnant. Ooh. And apparently they're not together anymore, and I think that's because he's realised that he made like a big fucking mistake, because she's like, people really do not like her in pop culture world. She has this reputation for being a bit of a little bit of a homewrecker, is too strong a word, but like, she is that kind of gal.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's not, you know, but like that, but it's grim then, because it's like, she's pregnant and like there's a child being brought into this, and that's where it's get like, it's multi-layered, yeah, and it's messy and it's awful, you know.
That's very sad. Do you know who I saw us together actually? And I don't think you watched it, so it won't make sense to you, but Victoria Pedretti from You.
Just going out with your man from You.
Going out with the young kid from You, yeah. Which I actually think in real life there's probably not that much of an age gap, because she's like, what, 25 or 26?
Yeah, she's our age.
I love her so much. Nearly finished the house again.
We could be here all day. I'd so many other examples. Zayn and Perry. I'd love to get into like the Rob and Kay stew a bit more. I had this whole piece on like Taylor being Taylor Swift potentially being gay. I know we talked about this with reference to like the Carly Kloss stuff, but there's like way more kind of examples in this blog post. That's very good. We might keep it for the Patreon.
Yeah.
I mean, give it to me, like, talk to me. Let's fake romances all the way.
Yeah, this
I love
is
it.
All the way up your street.
So yeah.
Do you want some mini bandwagons?
I do, please.
Well, you've already spoiled it, but Mariah Carey has declared that it's Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
What say you to this?
Merry Christmas. Yeah, fuck it. I'm here for it. Michael Bublé kind of tried to start doing it as well. He put up a really maniacal TikTok where he's just like, he's in normal clothes and he's in his, thanks. And he's in a suit then, and he's just like, just absolutely spouting shite. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like I was a bit allergic to the Christmas stuff until today, and I'm a bit like, oh, what harm? Ah, sure, what harm? The build-up is the best, isn't it? Like, because Christmas just comes and goes and it's over very quickly. So you might as well enjoy the hype while we have something to look forward to.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Happy Christmas. Tiger King is back.
No. Absolutely not.
Season 2?
No.
On November 17th. It's the same cast with the same crazy adventures. I don't know.
It basically picks up straight after where season one left off, and it's like, you know, how is the crime, or how is the fame affecting them, and like the update on Joe and stuff. I'm not sure if Carol Baskin's actually in this, because I think the director's approached her about
it. It said in the Netflix description that she is.
I think she is, but I'm not sure how much she's in it, because when they'd gotten on to her about doing it, she told the Radio Times that she was really annoyed about the fact that season one is kind of a bit of a hit piece on her, that she wanted to make like a Blackfish documentary about big cats. What are you laughing at?
I'll show you after.
About big cats and stuff. And she felt betrayed was the word she used. So I don't know, but.
Okay.
They must be, they're using her imagery and all. Yeah, who the fuck cares? But like they mention like all the key players, and it's like Jeff Lowe, and they list off all these other people, and I'm like, it's not even funny how much I've suppressed every single one of these names, like fully shoved as far into one of the grooves of my brains as possible, because I don't want to remember March 2020. I just don't like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too little too late. I think no one needs another season of this, but will we watch it? Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then finally, this is the last time we're going to speak about it, because this time next week they'll be gone and over and we'll be wrecked. Well, almost, actually. We'll only be halfway through. But we are doing live shows this week. We have finally planned them, and they are actually very funny and very good. And the topics are very gas.
Man, what
I feel
like,
good about it.
They are... we are going to have
they're
so
heavy
much
hitters.
Fun. Like, should we give hints? Someone messaged asking if we give hints.
Okay, so we won't, like, okay, so...
I'm not going to say what days, because I can't be fucked. You've bought your tickets now. And it's not... Well, I will say, in terms of the format of the show, it's not, like, one topic for the full show. We have, like, a topic per show, but it's, like, that topic... We're doing
other bits as well.
Yeah, other bits. I'm not going to give away too much, but, like, the second half of the show is more kind of, like, stories, interactive stuff. So if it's a thing of, like, we start doing a topic that you've never heard of or you actually don't have much interest in, don't worry, because we'll do very well and it'll still be fucking great crack. But the second half of the show is, like, not going to be specific to that, so...
Yeah. And people have come before and not had a clue what we were talking about or never seen a Twilight movie or never followed One Direction and they still... had a great laugh.
Yeah.
So don't let it put you off. Okay. So I would say one of them is a childhood favorite from your imagination.
That's a big hint.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so. Pull it back.
Pull it back. I was going to give more, but maybe I won't. And then what's the second one? Maybe like...
Yeah, sorry. We will say we're in between a few for Cork.
Yeah. And the other one... Always. Is a magical world that features
Shut up! Stop now! You're giving away too much.
Okay.
It's magic.
Well, they're bandwagons. They're going to be easy to guess because everybody in the world will have heard of them.
But what if they hear and they're like, fuck, I don't want to go see that fucking shit. We need them to keep their tickets.
Well, we shouldn't have said anything then.
Willie, we shouldn't have said anything yet. Anyway, don't.
No, they'll be good. Please come. Please come.
Please. You know, Breed's not trying bad. Breed is has had a week long banger about this, so please come.
No, I feel like everyone who has a ticket wanted to swap them for another.
Yeah, I really wish we hadn't
or
done
give
that.
Them away.
And I was going to post and be like, is anyone actually coming to the shows? Ha ha, lol. But then I was like, no, people.
Maybe we should put up a poll and say, just ask, is anyone coming to the shows? Just so we can feel a bit better about ourselves.
Yeah. Guys, I don't want to seem like I'm begging, but I am. Please come. They will
please
be,
come. We get paid either way, but like it would just be much better if you were there.
It's not about us. It's about Gee. No, we're going to have such a great time.
I know. I'm a bit nervous.
She's a bit nervous, yeah. I'm actually not that nervous. I was probably more nervous.
It doesn't hit you until the day of. I usually get it out of the way.
I'm going to need fucking Ritalin for the day.
Should be crying an hour before.
I'll be crying and puking and pooing and weeing down my legs. We'll see you there. Tickets on bandwagonspodcast.com.
Please don't give them. Like, if you have them and you can't come, try give them away. Try get someone to fill your seat, please.
Okay. Bandwagons Podcast, everywhere on social media. You can rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify to keep up to date on all the latest episodes. Please come to the live shows or Breed will cry. I'm Fionnuala.
I'm Breed.
We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
See you this week.
See you Thursday and Friday.
See you Thursday and Friday and the next Friday in Cork. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.